And at this point in our worship, I'm going to invite forward Nicholas and Ingrid for our rite of confirmation. Please come on down. And again, we're going to go through the rite of confirmation, but these words that we're sharing and the responses of both Nicholas and Ingrid, these are promises they're making. And we want to step by their side, hear these promises, and also help them keep them as well. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Nicholas and Ingrid, you have been baptized and instructed in the Christian faith according to Jesus' desire. Jesus also said, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Nicholas and Ingrid, do you this day in the presence of God and of this Christian family acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? Yes. Do you renounce the devil, his work, and his ways? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty? Yes. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord? Yes. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Yes. Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired Word of God? Yes. And do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from the scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism to be faithful and true? Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? Yes. Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even unto death? Yes. Nicholas, please kneel. And a word of blessing, Nicholas. Your life verse that you've chosen is from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not be faint." Nicholas, this is a reminder of the strength you have when you recognize the Lord and his presence in your life. Without the Lord, we are indeed weak. Nicholas, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. And Ingrid, go ahead and kneel. Ingrid, your confirmation verse, life verse, comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious in anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus." Ingrid, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit and has forgiven all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. And at this point, Nicholas is going to share his faith statement, give some words about what his faith means to him. And I'm also going to invite forward Merv Munster to hold on 1 second there, Nicholas.
Good.
In our confirmation process here at Peace, we match our youth with seasoned, wise veterans. And so today, Nicholas is going to share about his faith, and then Merv has some words for him as well.
God loves us no matter what, and even in our darkest times, God is always near. He is always trying to help us. When we need him the most, he is present. We just need to trust in him. Sometimes we might be confused or not even understand why something occurred, but I believe God has a plan for every single person. Even if this plan does not make sense at the time, I always know God has my back. Nothing happens without a reason. A verse that I've always liked is Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord that goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Being confirmed starts a new chapter in my life as a Christian. I feel as I am ready to defend my faith when needed and ready to live the Christian life that God's gifted to us. God's blessings on you. Thank you.
Nicholas, today's a big day, a milestone day, and there are probably many here, like myself, thinking back to their own confirmation many years ago. For myself, I had learned much, memorized answers to many questions, and thought I had it all. But over the years since, added study and maturity has moved what was once just head knowledge to heart knowledge and understanding. And there is still so much yet to fully grasp. I pray that you too, and myself, can continue to learn and mature in the faith. Last Sunday, Pastor spoke to us as believers being eagles meant to soar. Today is like a first solo flight as you stand on your own and confess your faith. But just as the young eagle does not know all there is to know about flying, you too have much to learn and master. There is much I wish I could say here, but now I know I can only pick one. As an eagle soars, maybe going to great heights and to faraway places, he may be tempted to say to himself, look what I've done, all on my own. Isn't it wonderful? But the eagle would be quite wrong. His soaring is totally dependent on what he cannot see, the air. He uses what God has given him, his wings, God-given gifts, and the pressure of the moving air lifts him up and lets him soar. Without the air, he's a pedestrian. God has given you gifts, some you may yet have to discover, and some may still be given in the future. But using those gifts, you may soar to do great things, accomplish wonderful things only God can see at this time. But remember, it is God who gave you those gifts, God who lifts you up. Give God himself the glory. The eagle can feel the wind on his face to let him know that the air is there, that it's real. God can at times let you feel his presence, his being as real as the wind in your face. I know from experience that this assurance is there. But even if you don't feel God's presence, he is still always there, like the air, but even better because it never ends, it never thins out. He promised to be with us always, and you can count on that promise. I pray that not only that you are able to use God's gifts to his glory, but that he will assure you of his presence as you go to places of his choosing, doing ministry in his service. So now go, soar, knowing it's God holding you up.
And we're going to invite forward Ingrid, and she's right here, and her seasoned veteran is Catherine Garrison.
My faith in Jesus is my foundation. I know this foundation is strong, and I can keep building up on it. It is a sense of relief to know that the Lord has a plan for my life, and he will never leave my side, even in the darkest times. I know that when life gets tough and I feel myself falling, I can step onto that firm rock and learn from the experiences God lays before me. I have times when I am frightened, anxious, tempted, or confused, but the Lord comes through and gets me back on track. Sometimes I find myself afraid of what might come next in my life and what type of future is in store for me. But God reminds me that he has it all under control, and if I have a firm foundation on the Lord's teachings and lessons for me, I will live a successful life, all coming from God's loving grace and mercy. By God's mercy, I haven't had much experience for the hardship in my life, but the Lord is teaching me that I can help others with their troubles. I have a friend whose great-grandmother is in the hospital with cancer. She's sad and scared because her great-grandmother doesn't have a lot of time left. I feel like God is encouraging me to uplift my friend, so I've been trying to share about the Lord's love with her during this time. She recently told me that she wants to accept the Lord into her life. This encourages me so much, and I hope to bring more people to God in the near future. I'd like to share a passage from Philippians 4:4-7 that is special to me. Always be happy because you belong to the Lord. I will say that again. Be happy. Be kind and patient in a way that everyone can see. Remember that the Lord is near. Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray to God about everything. Ask Him to help you with the things that you need and thank Him for His help. If you do that, God will give you peace in your minds. That peace is so great that no one can completely understand it. You will not worry or be afraid because you belong to Jesus Christ.
Dear Ingrid, it has been a privilege for me to play a small role in your preparation for confirmation. You were always on time with your assignments, and they were always close to perfection. It is my hope that you will open your heart and allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide as you seek to follow God's plan in your life. As you grow, you will face challenges. Those challenges will be many and diverse. It may be that at some point in your life, you could face a challenge to your faith. Faith is not always easy, but God has made us a promise. He is always there to love and guide us in every circumstance. Faith is joyful, faith is hopeful, and faith gives us peace. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I send my personal prayers and good wishes to you on this important day in your faith journey. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and of love. You are indeed a young woman of exceptional spirit and talent, and I feel confident you will continue to grow and prosper in God's love.
We're going to continue in our service with the gathering of our offering.